Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Oh my goodness.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
All right, Andy, first round under wraps. I do think your Tampa Bay Buccaneers made one of the more confusing picks. We'll talk about that coming up. But to me, the story, Shedeur Sanders falls out of the first round. One thing that was interesting, Andy, is I kept getting messages from Chad Dyer showing me how much money he was still making Shedeur autos, people still buying his stuff last night. But first off, your reaction to him sliding out and his overall football card market.
Yeah, I had a feeling he was going to slide out based off of all those anonymous reports on him bombing the interviews and this and that. And I was seeing, you know, things on both sides. So I wasn't sure what to believe in terms of, you know, how he is off the field and his character and stuff like that, because, you know, it doesn't have like an arrest record or anything like egregiously bad out there. So it's one of those things where, you know, like rumors about Kyler Murray and stuff, you know, how much do you weight that in to the player? And it seems like that took effect last night because he fell out of the first round. But to your point, a lot of people ending auctions, it's not like he's fallen off a cliff, but and some people were even buying today. Like I see an auto refractor out of $499 PSA 10 that sold for $440 this morning. Not his peak from, you know, his most successful days in college, but also still selling. I think some people are maybe looking like, oh, it's still Shedeur Sanders. I'm going to buy him because maybe now he's got a chip on his shoulder and maybe now he's going to perform even better when he does get drafted.
And then you have Jackson Dart going in the first round, Andy.
Yeah, so Jackson Dart in the first round to the Giants. So the Giants spent all this time researching Shedeur Sanders, and so they were – you know, I think the team that was mocked to select Shedeur Sanders, if he didn't go early, and then the Giants went and moved up, traded with the Texans to get Jackson Dart here. Although you would think that more people would be running out and buying Jackson Dart's cards, but what I'm finding is that's not entirely the case. I mean, yes, there is a handful of new solds, but there's still a lot of ambiguity. The Giants also have Russell Wilson. They have Jameis Winston. And now they add a rookie on the back end of the first round here in Jackson Dart. So it's not like Jackson Dart's a guaranteed starter here, Carter. So, I mean, yeah, $150 silver rated prospect auto is not like the backup. It's not like a Jalen Milroe prices here, but it's also not Cam Ward prices either, brother.
Yeah, I was a little shocked his stuff wasn't higher when I looked this morning. I do think supply does play a role in this. So let's take an early round draft selection in Drake May. Well, his Bowman first card, Andy, was in 2023. So It was the year that he was actually coming out. Where with Jackson Dart, Andy, before he was really anything at Ole Miss, they went on ahead and included him in the 2022 product. So, Andy, there is a lot, and I mean a lot, of Jackson Dart autos that are out there, and three different variations of Bowman autos of him in an Ole Miss uniform.
Yeah, as you can see here, you're absolutely right, Carter. You got 2022, which is his first. SGC 9.5 that sold for $155 this morning. And then you have, he's also in sets like, you know, Bowman U Inception, right, or Bowman Best College, and then 2023 Bowman Chrome U 65 here, Ole Miss uniform. This was a buy it now sold this morning. Then $220 PSA 10 on the 2024 book. So yeah, determining which one of these you buy is going to be kind of tricky. I guess you're buying off a condition, quality, maybe the higher, obviously the higher grade is definitely going to benefit. Cards like this from Prism, definitely a premium brand, going to benefit. Rated Prospect logo going to benefit as well, but the auto is not as good. So yeah, to your point, Carter, he's got so many autos, so much supply, because it's not just the autos. Every one of these sets, he's going to have serial numbered cards and more common cards as well. There should be there should be plenty of supply to equal the demand spike that happened from this giant selection.
And you have Cam Ward, Andy, going number one overall. I like Cam Ward personally. I do think he has juice. He's not that elite of a prospect for me. Like for my own prospect grades, Drake May was way better than Cam Ward for me. But he still goes number one overall. A lot of promise. I'm cheering for him. Andy, also from a college football nerd perspective, he was a zero-star recruit, a true zero-star recruit. So I'm going to be interested to see what they do as far as skill guys are concerned. One sort of sexy move that I think matches up well with Cam Ward's style of play, they went and got Tyler Lockett, Andy. Mm. So I'm interested in potentially buying some Cam cards, but I mean some of these prices. Whew.
Yeah, his real premium stuff. You can see, I mean, well, this is a gold foil Bowman University Inception out of 50 PSA 10 that sold this morning in a wow. Buy it now for $3,450 authenticity guarantee. That's a big dollar sale. You've got a lot of auctions that have gone down. I mean, a ton of people were ending auctions last night. And so I'd love to hear from you guys in the chat what your experience was. If you ended an auction last night, let us know. Did you come out winning, or did you feel like there was some meat left on the bone there?
I want to know how everybody did. I know Ryan is very active. Jonathan, very active. Chad, very active. Let me know how you guys did. You know, I mostly leveraged a lot of my prospecting into Damian Martinez. I don't know why. I like him so much, running back out of Miami. I don't think he's going to get selected tonight. I'm starting to get a little, weary about him because he's not this unbelievably fast guy. I know a lot of you are holding on to your Scatabos. We'll talk about them coming up. Andy, the Travis Hunter trade, though, was the story outside of Shador. So, your thoughts on that move, and obviously your thoughts on arguably the most popular player in this class.
Yeah, for sure, man. And the Jags making the first big splash there. Liam Cohen, the young general manager, brand new general manager there, making their statement on this new franchise, trading up to get Travis Hunter. And I think the biggest winner of the draft night one is 2021 Trevor Lawrence. Like I went and looked at Trevor Lawrence's solds, and his solds are through the roof this morning, Carter. As you can see, someone here is dropping $1,000 on a flawless out of 15 PSA 9 Trevor Lawrence. We know he's got a ton of autos out there. We're getting quite a bit of variance on his more base entry level cards, like his Optic Hollows, like $30 buy it now there. But there's a bunch of college autos selling there. There's another $20 optical. I mean, there was at least 100 or more. I have to go check Slabhawk to the data to see how many buy now Trevor Lawrence's have sold this morning, but there was a lot more than Cam and more than Jackson Dart for sure.
Andy, your thoughts on Trevor as a player?
Well, I think this is great because he had his best success in college at Clemson with two big body receivers in T. Right. Higgins and Justin Ross. So now he's got Brian Thomas Jr. And I think that Travis Hunter is going to get quite a bit of play at wide receiver. So now he's going to have these two big wide receiver targets to once again throw the ball to. And this is going to be great because both of these guys get open at will. I mean, I'm really excited to see what Travis Hunter can do in the NFL. You know, obviously his cards are more expensive than Shedeur Sanders, than Jaxon Dart, than Cam Ward. He's got the most expensive college uniform rookie cards of guys entering the NFL right now when you compare them to one another. So it's very exciting to see this type of generational talent being added to the Jaguars offense. And I'm not happy about the way Liam Cohen left the Bucs organization, but if you're a Jaguars fan and you're looking what Liam Cohen's resume and what he did with the Bucs, I mean, you got to be excited about the about 2025 for the Jaguars here. And this should be a much better year for Trevor Lawrence. I think he'll have that hype entering the season. I think we're now going to see his prices kind of slowly go up here through the rest of the offseason. I could see him being a big target at the National this year, people getting back into that Trevor Lawrence market.
$850 for that Travis Hunter auto, and that's a good sale, whoever got that one off. Dear Lord. Yeah. Only, I mean, number to 15 of 15, I mean, that's a great, great, great sale for whoever moved that card, especially a scan photo of the card as well. Andy, I have my qualms about Trevor Lawrence, but then again, every number one overall pick actually turns out to be a semi-decent quarterback, even though they start off disastrously. I do want to air one grievance about Trevor Lawrence. I don't think people realize how bad he was early last year. I mean, he was god-awful, not seeing things, bad pocket presence, missing Brian Thomas. It was a mess, but now there are absolutely positively no excuses for Trevor because they're going to draft a few offensive linemen and put him in a position where he must finally succeed. Andy, we get to Ashton Jeanty, and goodness gracious, you know, one of the most expensive running backs in the history of football cards.
Yeah, this is going to be 2025 Brock Bowers for Ashton Jeanty. Like, his market is just going to be so hot all year long. I mean, the Raiders, if you think about it, their uniforms match perfectly with your Black Finite one-of-ones, so that market's going to be insane. But even your Silver Prisms, I mean, think about how well their uniforms match with Silver Prisms and all the mosaics out there, and just a lot of cards in general. And now that they play in Vegas, I mean, this is a huge market. And Ashton Jeanty, the college career that he had, it's actually quite insane. So his market has done really well. The landing spot is perfect for him here. I think he gets his bell cow roll. He gets pretty much as many carries as he can handle, maybe close to 300 carries in his rookie season. I mean, look at the head coach move for the Raiders, Pete Carroll. I mean, so we're looking at a scenario here with Pete Carroll and the Raiders and Ashton Jeanty where, I mean, I look at him as a 2025 Brock Bowers, and look at the market for Brock Bowers. He's arguably more expensive than any other, you know, skill position guy that you can think of from last year.
Let's go to Mark D, who has a football card related question. Travis Hunter, obviously with Panini. Dude, they're going to sign his hand off with instant autos, Andy. I'll be honest. Your experience with instant autos last year just totally turned me off. Were you able to break even on all those cards that you're able to get?
Yeah. Well, I did really well. I mean, I'm still holding some of them, but obviously, you know, you can go look at the sold data and compare that to what you paid for the card, and you can get an idea of how much profit you could make. So, yeah, I lost some money on like the Carson Steeles, the Marshawn Lloyd. I guess there's still some future potential for guys like that, but I made really good money on Brian Thomas Jr.,
yeah, of course,
Bucky
yeah.
Irving. Jalen McMillan, we'll be talking about here in a few. He's trending as a guy that's RIPing right now due to the Emeka Egbuka selection. But yeah, I mean, the issue is some players don't get shipped until really late, right? Because the way Panini does this is they pre-sale these. So we're here on the PaniniAmerica.net's website. These cards are listed. They're available right now for sale, these draft nights. They're going to be up here for the next 6 days and 22 hours. So however many they sell between now and then is what the print run is going to be of the base ones. But then like the autos, for example, like the Travis Hunter autos are probably all sold out at this point. Yeah, they're all sold out at this point because they're typically numbered out of like 149. They're going to send him a book of stickers and he's got to sign the stickers and get it back. Now, Travis Hunter, he seems like a really squared away kid, so he's probably going to get that right back to Panini. But some guys they sit on that book. They have this obligation and that and this and that, and they just never get around to it for one reason or the other. And it could take a year. There's guys I know that are still waiting for their Jermaine Burton draft night instance from last year. And there was a lot that we didn't get until halfway through the season. So I'm inclined to think that it's a decent move on some of these guys. But if the cards don't come until halfway through the season, then it's no good, man, because these cards, you want to flip now. You want to flip them right after the draft here. You want to get these here sometime in the next 2 months, or they're really just not going to end up that good unless you're a generational player. So maybe Travis Hunter's do okay, but for the rest of the guys, I would be concerned.
So to Jonathan's point, I've heard that, you know, they're on top of these signatures. Also, Panini, Andy, has a larger incentive this year to be on top of this because of, you know, the competition with Tops and Fanatics. And you just made the huge Patrick Mahomes announcement that Mahomes is joining the Panini force, if you will. So, you know, Panini, this isn't like in years past where they still ran the roost and we were still, you know, discussing when Tops and their, you know, empire was coming, Fanatics and all that stuff. It's here. So Panini has major incentive to have better overall quality control with this because last year it was a disaster. And it lost some customers. There was two people that watched this show and reached out and said, you and Andy talking about it every week. And we're not out to get Topps, Panini, or anyone. We never really, you know, bitch and moan all that often about QC or anything like that. It was just stuff that was actually happening. So I'm excited to see how these autos actually look. Okay. Now, one card pack, $299 for Shador.
Yeah, we got to shout out our guy, Ryan Todd here. Ryan bought one of these. And the thing is, so going back to what we're talking about, Panini Instance and the time they come, I don't know what kind of connections Panini has. Obviously, they've got some pretty tight connections here in the NFL because he bought this card on like Monday for $300. Very tempting. Shador Sanders. Everybody thought he was going to be a first round pick. Card came. He got the card yesterday and he was actually able to, if he wanted to, I'm not sure if he sold it last night, but if he wanted to, he could have sold it last night. He got the Mosaic rated prospect rookie auto here. I don't think it was serial, the non-serial numbered. So, you know, that was kind of it was a risk reward purchase. You know, you could have got a color blast, which would have been awesome because it's like a really rare case hit and he got a more common auto. But if he went in the early first round, it could have been, you know, a really big car. I don't know how I'll end up doing on these. I don't think he was too happy with the eventual result, but needless to say, these came to him in a matter of 4 days, which I was impressed by.
That's very
why I want to highlight it.
Yeah, Ryan, send me a photo of it. He messages me all the time, and I don't think I've seen it. But there you go. So if you want to connect with me or Andy, Football Card Quest on Twitter. You can follow me at Power Hour LSU or at Carter the Power. So Andy, a few other first round picks that were interesting. I hope my Bryce Young stuff goes up with the Tet McMillan. You also get Matthew Golden to the Green Bay Packers. Emeka Egbuka to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tet McMillan to the Panthers was an interesting one. A big target for Bryce Young here, who finished the season strong last year. And I was looking into his solds this morning, not nearly as impressive as Trevor Lawrence. You could still, for example, get a $65 Silver Prism Bryce Young Raw, which is, you know.
That card went way down. That card went way down, even when he started playing well. So now that this is, I'm feeling good. I've honestly not, I've kind of just forgotten about some of my Bryce stuff. I like that.
Yeah, it's Bryce Young is going to be really interesting this year. As you can see here on Slabhawk, looking at the data, 84 buy nows sold in the past 24 hours, and that's second behind CJ Stroud. What I'd love to look at, though, is added to the PSA database. So that will tell us how many of the more sophisticated hobbyists, because more sophisticated hobbyists are also grading cards. So it's just a really interesting, insightful data point to look at there. And you can see still 249 week over week being added to the PSA database is a good sign that there is faith in. So in Bryce Young, and he does move up 9 spots on the hype index to 60 overall. And so Bryce Young, very much in play for 2025. And Tet McMillan is, I think, going to add to the conversation for Bryce Young here throughout the offseason. Look at his Silver Prism there, Carter. I mean, this card now ended in auction last night for $205. That was over a previous buy it now for $188. So you're seeing this increase. You see how I finished the season. Now you're seeing this offseason increase here into free agency. And I think we're going to kind of slowly see this stay level and then increase as we get into September. So Bryce Young becomes a very interesting play here.
Andy, I should have bought more. And I texted you so many times. It's like Bryce is like such a great buy low now. And man, ding. I should have done more.
And you're incentivized, actually, if you look at the grade rate here, 49% of raw Silver Prism Bryce Young cards become PSA 10s.
Crazy.
So you're actually incentivized to buy the raw and submit them in hopes that you get a 10.
I should have done more. A lot of my Bryce collection, I say a lot, I have moved some of it, was a trade for a Jaden auto. And I felt dirty doing it, but I was like, man, I got to get some Bryce Young, man. Him and Jaden are good friends, by the way, too. So there you go. Andy, really quickly here on Golden and Egbuka.
Yeah. So this is what's interesting. The Bucs, I get why they did it, because Mike Evans is getting towards the end of his career. And so he's got a higher injury risk now. Chris Godwin's got a higher injury risk now because of previous lower body injuries. And he's currently coming off an injury. So I get why they did it, to add depth to the weapons department of Baker Mayfield. And we're getting into a more competitive division. Obviously, the Panthers select Tet McMillan here. You know, you got the Saints. Competitive. They didn't select a skill position guy here, but did they even select in the first round at all? And the Falcons went with edge rush.
Yeah. So my Saints took Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle out of Texas.
Oh, okay. So they took it all, we don't even know really who's going to be the quarterback there yet. But the thing is, it's a competitive division. I get why they did Egbuka, but we really needed depth on the defense in our defensive secondary. And that's where I wish we would have gone. Like, for example, the Broncos took Jahdae Barron. Why didn't we go Jahdae Barron?
Yeah, I like Barron too.
You know?
But Igbuka, one of the best interviews. Like, every Ohio State source tells me the guy is just an outstanding guy. You know, the Bucks, they value some of those locker room guys. So I didn't get it, though, because I think McMillan's, like, good. I didn't quite understand it. I don't know how he's going to fit. If you were to not sign Chris Godwin, then, yeah, I could understand you doing that. But you guys signed Chris Godwin. So,
I'm good with it because I'm going to continue to buy Baker Mayfield. I'll be buying Igbuka now, which I think it's fun whenever I feel like we have good skill position players that I can speculate on, like Bucky Irving last year and Jalen McMillan too. So, I mean, I'm good with it, but I don't think it was the smartest move we could have made.
Crazy.
I mean, look, Baker Mayfield, 10 out of 10 National Treasures, 2018. So it doesn't have the rookie card logo, but it is his rookie card for $225. Bro, that's cheap.
That's very cheap for National Treasures. I want what the Josh Allen for this, that card right there would be.
Oh my God.
What? That would be at least 1.5K.
At least,
right?
More than that, I'm sure. Yeah,
and I'm not saying Baker Mayfield is that, but yeah, it's
I mean, look, his downtown PSA 10 back when they used to make the lasers in the optics set, which they didn't do this year, $445. I mean, that's a steal, crazy. Man. That's crazy. A steal. So yeah, I continue to buy Baker, and now I can speculate on Amika too. And that's good to know about his intangibles and his intellectual capabilities there. That's really promising. So I'm excited. That kind of makes me excited from a more selfish standpoint.
One guy that we talked about a few weeks ago was Colston Loveland versus Tyler Warren. So the thing about Colston Loveland that I liked as far as his autos were concerned is that he doesn't have as many different autos. Like, his supply is somewhat limited, and he goes 10th overall to the same coaching staff that gave us that rookie breakout with Sam Laporta. So I love that landing spot for Loveland. There was a lot of steam with them trading up to go get Jenty and all of that. I love this landing spot for him because our guy Brad Nolan, he's not in here right now. He will tell you that Cole Kmet sucks. And guess what? Cole Kmet does indeed suck. So Colston Loveland is going to play a lot. The Lions love to play 12 personnel. I say the Lions. The Bears, it is essentially the Lions. But Ben Johnson loves to play 12 personnel, which means there are two tight ends on the field. Remember, Keenan Allen out the door. It depends on if they draft another receiver. If they don't draft a receiver early, Andy, that means Loveland's going to play even more as a big slot, potentially, as a potential 11.5 personnel, a tight end essentially being a receiver. I like Loveland a lot. I do. I've been drafting him a lot in fantasy lately, and I think he's going to be a fine pro. I really do believe it.
Well, then I think you should buy his rookie cards because I think a lot of people don't like this landing spot. And I think there's a lot of people that think he's going to have significant target competition against Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet had 55 targets last year. It's not like he's a schlub. I mean, he had almost 100 target season in 2023 where he put up 720 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. And then you add in the fact that DJ Moore is going to have a 20%+ target share. You add in Roman Dunze, who's going to have a 20% target share, and then DeAndre Swift, who's going to get some targets. It feels like, this Colston Loveland spot. Sam Laporta didn't have nearly the target competition when he was a rookie in 2023 as Colston Loveland's going to have here on the Chicago Bears. So if you believe that, Carter, that he's going to win out and carve out this position for himself in this Ben Johnson offense, then I think you could still buy, because looking at his rookie autos, I mean, the buy it now sales have, what, 2 rookie autos have sold today? I mean, one for 50 Onyx Blue Ink auto and then a wild card, you know, one out of one, one of these non-licensed cards, but with a cool design and auto for $250.
And Andy, we get to the last skill guy. I mean, Tyler Warren, we won't talk about him. That was a tough landing spot for him. We're both Warren believers. But I do want to talk about Amarion Hampton, the running back out of North Carolina that goes to the Chargers. Weird spot. Najee Harris seems like a Greg Roman type of back, but he's only on a $5 million deal. So Hampton in the first round, Andy, is very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, wow, they're really adding running back depth to that Chargers offense. I mean, it's definitely a hardball pick here. It does seem like, man, maybe it was best to sell Najee Harris heading into the draft because he seems like a loser coming out of this first round. But I do like you said, the kind of deal he's on one of those 1 year prove it deals. And I think they're going to use him a lot because he's got the most tread on his tires in a sense. They're paying the most for him. And, I would expect Najee Harris to get a lot of work. So if this does open up an opportunity to buy Najee Harris because of this draft, I think that's a solid move here. And of course, I'd be targeting more rare Najee Harris cards. Like, I like the Silver Prism PSA 10 because it's hard to get that in 2021. But of course, like, his rookie ticket autos are really what I think is a great little sweet spot there. Like the $50 PSA 10 Mosaic rookie auto, that's solid, man. That's a nice buy as well.
Andy, hobby tip of the week.
Well, you know, I would just really be hesitant. I wouldn't dive headfirst into these draft night instants because a lot of these just, man, unless it's a generational type player that really gets off to his hot start, not knowing when they're going to come, a lot of these you may not make a whole lot of money on. Now, the NFLPA rookie premier cards that come out later in the summer, that's a different story. Those have a little bit more staying power because most of those are taken in the pro uniform and it's perceived as their first rookie auto in the pro uniform. So I'm a little bit more bullish on those because even if those don't come till December, like my Brian Thomas Jr.'s didn't, hey, he's still in the Jaguars uniform and it's still is like one of his first, if not his first rookie autos in the Jaguars uniform. So that card still today, I mean, is worth good money. Like, you could sell that for good money, so a good profit. So, yeah, I mean, that would be my big hobby tip this week.
Okay, so let's go to Clickbaits in the chat. One of our members, he says, crazy to see how many offensive and defensive linemen got drafted last night. Is that a record for the first round? What's crazy is it could have been even more. Obviously, there was a lot of offensive linemen, but, you know, there was a guy like Mike Green slid out of the first round. The Ezeruku guy out of Boston College, who a lot of people had a first-round grade, slipped out of the first round. So, yeah, it was a lineman-filled draft. I understand that doesn't excite quite a few of our viewers because in football cards, it's all about the skill position guys. But, man, hopefully, with offensive line in particular becoming such a premium in the first round, I would love offensive line cards to go up. I would do anything for some of my Will Campbell autos that I have over here to be up there with some, at least some slot wide receivers. But Andy, I'm guessing you don't have a whole lot of offensive line cards.
No, but I mean, if I found a good deal on like a Tristan Wirfs, I would, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know, all pro line. And I love those guys. I look at the offensive line picks as a good sign that maybe the value of the quarterback is going to go up this year. Like, take Justin Fields, a prime example, Carter. They get Armon Membau, first offensive lineman off the board at pick number 7. That's got to be great for Justin Fields because if you think about it, he really hasn't had a good line offensive line at any point in his career thus far.
Well, it was a second offensive lineman.
Oh, that was a second O-lineman?
You don't sleep on my guy. The only LSU first rounder this year, Mr. Will Campbell at pick number 4. Don't sleep on my guy, Will. Well, since you did that, Andy.
For Drake May too.
Yeah, if you don't mind, actually you had no idea that this is a thing. So some of Will's reps reached out, and I'm doing like an NIL. Well, not NIL, but it is still technically NIL. We're actually giving out his Rolex he wore last night. Seriously. What? Go to kettle.shop/PHLSU. $10 for every entry. And you're entered to win a $20,000 Rolex that's custom engraved. So if he turns out to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, that thing's going to be worth quite a bit. And I think he will be. I do think he's very, very, very good. But there you go.
There you go. Look at that. I just received a bonus ticket for being referred. Nice.
There you go. All right.
That is cool, man. One of one Rolex worn by Rolex Blue. It said Bluesy, engraved with Campbell's signature in draft day 2025. That is cool, man. And he goes to the Patriots, which is a huge franchise.
Huge.
That's a big deal.
Andy, I want to get to my hobby tip of the week. So I want you to put the first round picks back up on the board. And one thing you must do is spell the names of the players correctly. All right. This is a weird draft where you have some players who, you know, Andy, have weird spellings. So let's take Territoria McMillan. That's obviously not a word that everyone's going to know how to spell. All right. So if you're rushing, you're just going to, you know, type it out, if you will. But there's also going to be a lot of people, Andy, that do spell it correctly because they'll just copy and paste his name off Wikipedia and then just put it in there. Where things can get tricky as far as football cards are concerned is the basic names, names that you think you know how to spell or that sound correct, but it's not how it's actually spelled. So let's just say you're in the business and you're a Falcons fan and you want a Jalen Walker card. Well, Andy, Jalen's one of the most popular names in the world right now. There are 50,000 different ways you could spell Jalen. 50,000. Okay. There's obviously the most popular J-A-L-E-N, but there's also J-A-Y-L-E-N. There's also J-A-L-A-N. He spells it J-A-L-O-N. All right. Same thing for Jackson Dart. Andy, Jackson Smith and Jigba, they spell it differently than Jackson Dart. All right. Mm. So this is what I would do from both ends of it. I would obviously make sure I get the name correct. I was looking at Mikel Williams cards earlier this morning, Andy, and I didn't spell Mikel right. I put an extra L at the end of it, and only one thing popped up. And someone got a deal on a raw Mikel Williams card because it was misspelled. So you've got to make sure you spell the name correctly. But I would also, in the description of the cards, just write in the description the common misspelled ways of the name, because it could, in theory, help your search. So it's just something, because there's a few other guys that have, you know, kind of weird names that are spelled differently. But it's just something of note.
That's interesting, man. Yeah, I do it all the time. Like I would have, you know, I would have actually called it Jalon. I would have pronounced it. But if I heard you say Jalen, exactly.
I could see it.
I hear you say Jalen, I'm going to spell it like Jalen Hurts, you know, and I'll probably get it wrong. And then you'll find some listings like that. And sometimes, you know, the eBay algorithm doesn't pick up on it, and you find stuff that you wouldn't find if you spelled it correctly.
Andy, are there any, you know, there's obviously a big focus on the rookies themselves, right? But are there any players that you think one based on what actually happened in the first round that are just like second, third, fourth year players? Anyone that's, that sticks out to you? Because obviously all the hype is on the NFL players getting drafted. Now, are there any Zags out there while everybody else is zigging?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting you bring that up, because we kind of mentioned the offensive lineman selections here and how I think that impacts Justin Fields, for example, here at the on the Jets at seven. And we talked about how his values really haven't reflected the starter money and opportunity that he's getting here with the Jets, and the fact that I like their new coaching staff because they come from that same Ben Johnson coaching tree and from the Detroit Lions, which I think is a very promising, interesting, you know, split here. So he's one guy that I think is kind of like off to the side because he's still in that quarterback position and he's still relatively young, but yet he's entering now his fourth year. So that's one of them, Carter. But I also look here at like 2020 draft class, and that was actually going to be potentially my play of the week here, and looking at Jordan Love on the Green Bay Packers and this Matthew Golden situation, because this depth chart for the Packers is getting quite deep. And we talked about explosive offenses. Well, the NFC North has arguably the most explosive offenses in the entire league, let alone one division. So, you know, Jordan Love gets another really good weapon here to add to the arsenal. So when Christian Watson goes down with another hamstring, we've got a guy that'll be ready to take those deep bombs that Jordan Love likes to throw. And he's played quite aggressive thus far. And so looking at the 2020 data, you can see like the more high-end hobbyists, they have slowed down on grading his cards. I mean, we've got him ranked at 22 right now, and he really only moved up three spots from this. And you look at his eBay solds from yesterday, only 66 in the past 24 hours. Guys, this is one of the reasons why I love slabhawk.com. You should really check it out because the intel it'll give you can point you directly to who you want to target on eBay at value here in Jordan Love. And so this is just a clear indication that he needs to be looked into. So I think this could be really interesting for his 2025 season.
I'm going to go ahead and get my play of the week as well, Andy. It's Kenneth Walker. You know, I was looking rookie ticket autos, a few from China, sold for like $5 a pop, and with shipping
rookie
and all
ticket autos.
Yeah. And these sold in the last 48 hours, one for $15 total out the door, $15 total out the door, $15 total out the door. This one numbered 20 ish total out the door. You give a very run-heavy play-action team with Sam Darnold next year, Gray Zabel, who I think is actually a really solid offensive guard prospect. They're going to want to run the football. And look, there was some murmurs about Kenneth Walker being traded before the draft. He still could be traded. We'll see if the Seahawks, you know, make a move. But I believe in the talent. And with running back, if I'm doing a quick flip, I want to get someone that I know could have a 250-yard game and everybody want to go buy his cards. Kenneth Walker is a boomer bust home run type of running back. So I'm really high on him. I'm drafting him a lot. But there you go, Kenneth Walker. I was shocked when I saw a few of those, you know, rookie ticket autos out the door like that. I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, under $20 typically is a buy, especially for somebody who's a starter. And he's not just a starter. He's a starter with a high ceiling. So it's a good play. I wrote him up about a month ago, and to see his market kind of gone down, maybe even a little bit more, that's a great offseason buy. Let's see how he dodges the draft this weekend.
Yeah. But so a lot could change. I could see the Seahawks saying, look, Zach Charbonnet is still really good. We could draft another cheap rookie and see what we get a third or a fourth for Kenneth Walker.
Look at this, Carter. Jordan Love, Optic Hollow, PSA 10. Current trend, $150. Cheaper than Justin Herbert. Cheaper than Jalen Hurts. Cheaper than Joe Burrow by a lot. Your boy is still at least twice as much as everybody else. That's Jalen Hurts pink. Tua is not really on the map anymore, unfortunately. And Justin Jefferson is I would guess Justin Jefferson. So Tua's at 60. So that's really the bottom of the quarterback class there. But you have a lot more upside in Jordan Love. And I think it's a way safer investment at this point, especially for 2025. Then, yeah, sure, you could get two or three Tuas for the price of one Jordan Love. But do you have the same upside that you do in Jordan Love? I don't think so. I think the buy is Jordan Love here.
Andy, what's your biggest prediction for day two? This will be dated by the time a lot of people watch, but
great. My biggest prediction for we've only seen two running backs go off the board here, and we haven't seen Shedeur Sanders be drafted. So you have Shedeur Sanders, you have Jalen Milroe still out there. I mean, so there's a lot of interesting players still on the board. My biggest prediction, man, would be wild to see Shedeur Sanders continue to fall.
Let's just say he goes to the Browns. First pick off the board goes to the Browns.
Are they drafting first tonight?
Yes.
That's a high possibility. He would be in an open battle, right, with Deshaun Watson, but I mean, I think he would start.
Yeah. Shedeur. Let's see. Jonathan wants to talk about Travion Henderson. So neither of the Ohio State backs have gone. Caleb Johnson still out there. Scataboo. Football Card Quest favorite, Bashaul Tutin and Damian Martinez still out there.
Jaden Higgins still out there. Luther Burden still out there.
We have not talked about Luther Burden at all.
Yeah, Luther Burden still out there. I mean, if you looked at the interview scores, you know, talking like Shedeur didn't do well in the interview, apparently. Luther Burden apparently didn't do well in the interviews either. And maybe that's why he's sliding.
He posted a photo of himself when allegedly there was a photo that he posted of him at Missouri Stadium at midnight last night. So he's motivated. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Okay.
He would have been a first round pick if there weren't the off the field murmurs regarding him. But yeah, I'm very fascinated where my Saints are going to go, because they're going to draft a QB. I mean, they can't not draft a quarterback here. I don't want to go into next year with the corpse of Derek Carr if he does decide to come back. Spencer Rattler, random Carson Wentz, Jake Kaner. That's not what I want. That's just not what I want at all.
Yeah, so your Saints are picking here at 40. The Bears have two picks at 39 and 41. I could definitely see the Bears going Travion Henderson here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of my predictions tonight. The Bears pick Travion Henderson at either 39 or 41 to kind of be that Jahmyr Gibbs to David Montgomery role for the Bears.
Well, they compared Travion Henderson to Jahmyr Gibbs throughout the draft process. And I'm like, I don't know if he's that good, but
yeah.
That is interesting.
Where do you think Jalen Milroe lands here?
Well, that's where it gets fascinating. Do you, as a Cleveland, let me ask you, would you prefer Jalen Milroe or Shedeur Sanders, Andy?
Oh, good Lord. Well, I'm going to go with Shedeur Sanders because I just don't know. I mean, if you look at the analytics and talking to you before in the past about his film study, like he's a pretty good pocket passer. And I just don't know what to believe about his off-field personality and antics and his intent, his leadership abilities and all that stuff. I just don't want to speculate on it. I don't feel like I know enough to have a good opinion on it. So, plus I think people can grow in that department significantly, right? Like he can grow, and maybe this is an opportunity for him to kind of be humbled a little bit and maybe he'll grow from it. So I would still go with Shedeur Sanders.
If I were the Jets, I'm drafting Jalen Milroe and just running a 2QB system with him and Justin Fields. Go get weird. Get weird with it. That'd be two of the most athletic QBs in the same backfield. Run read option, laterals. Get weird with it. Let's do it.
That would be interesting. And then you've also got the Miami Dolphins. I mean, if a quarterback is there at 48, you know, they have Zach Wilson now on their depth chart.
No,
at number four, Tyler Huntley. But with the way Tua ended this last season, I mean, this is really sketchy, choppy waters for Tua moving forward. And I would think they've got to be in the market here to potentially add some more depth there at quarterback.
I'll never forgive Tony Romo for talking me into Zach Wilson. and I was like, man. And then I just should have never done it. Just absolutely insane. I'm just trying to think what else weird could happen. I'm interested to see if Tyler Shuck goes in the second round. I think he does, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's pretty much anything, Andy. Is there anything else that you wanted to get to today, my man?
Yeah, really fun time, man. I'm glad we got to hop on here at the end of the week and give our live first round reactions. I'm happy to be feeling a lot better, so I'm excited that I'm out of the bed. I breathe better, man. So I'm really excited about day two and day three here this weekend, and looking forward to seeing all this market activity and getting back into it next week and seeing how the market changes after this weekend, man, because it's going to be a big shakeup, as we've already seen from round one.
Patreon.com/footballcards is where you could sign up. We'll be tweeting, hanging out in the Discord as well. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon, y'all. Peace.
Peace.